Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Jerome. I don't know if you know much about him, but he produced the Vulgate edition, the Church's official Latin biblical text. He is the one who produced it, and he founded a monastic community in the Holy Land, and he said, "There's nothing else to seek, nothing else except to meditate on these books, the scriptures." That's all he wanted to do, was meditate on them. Does not such a life seem to you a foretaste of heaven here on earth? Well, that man really had his priorities straight, didn't he? He really knew what was important for him to do. So let's take a look here at the first reading on this feast of Saint Jerome. Book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verses 1 to 4, then 5 to 6, then 7 to 12. 8, 1 to 4, 5, 6, 7, 12. The whole people gathered as one in the open space before the water gate, and they called upon Ezra the scribe to bring forth the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord prescribed for Israel. On the first day of the seventh month, therefore, Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, which consisted of men, women, and those children old enough to understand. Standing at one end of the open place that was before the water gate, he read out of the book from daybreak until midday. Think of that. 4 hours. 5 hours. In the presence of the men, the women, and those children old enough to understand. And all the people listened attentively to the book of the law. Ezra the scribe stood on a wooden platform that had been made for the occasion. He opened the scroll so that all the people might see it, for he was standing higher up than any of the people. And as he opened it, all the people rose. Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people, their hands raised high, answered, "Amen, amen." Then they bowed down and prostrated themselves before the Lord, their faces to the ground. As the people remained in their places, Ezra read plainly from the book of the law of God, interpreting it so that all could understand what was read. Then Nehemiah, that is, His Excellency, and Ezra the priest scribe, and the Levites who were instructing the people, said to all the people, "Today is holy to the Lord your God. Do not be sad. Do not weep." For all the people were weeping as they heard the words of the law. He said further, "Go, eat rich foods and drink sweet drinks, and allot portions to those who had nothing prepared. For today is holy to our Lord. Do not be saddened this day, for rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength." And the Levites quieted all the people, saying, "Hush, for today is holy. You must not be saddened." Then all the people went to eat and drink, to distribute portions and to celebrate with great joy, for they understood the words that had been expounded to them. Brothers and sisters, do we seek the word like these early people did? Or do we say, I don't remember what the readings were today at Mass, or whatever the case might be? And of course, there are reasons sometimes when you don't, but brothers and sisters, we should listen as attentively as we can. Because this word is not just like any book. You understand that? This work is living. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. This word can penetrate your life and change you. This is a living word. This is not just words on a piece of paper. No matter who reads them aloud to you, they are God's word. That's why we stand when we read the gospel. We listen and offer homage to our God for what he has told us. Let the word become more and more part of your life. It didn't in me, perhaps I told you this before, but it didn't in me until I was in my early 20s. I wish I had known it, seen it, understood it before. We had a Bible in our home. My parents read it, but nobody talked to me about reading it. I got some of it in school, but I was in public school most of my life. So I didn't really come to love the Word of God like I cherish now. It's a two-edged sword. It can cut through what is evil in our life, and it can heal what needs to be healed. God loves us, and he wants us to hear his word. Psalm 119 tells us, "The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The decree of the Lord is trustworthy, giving wisdom to the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The command of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eye. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true, all of them just. They are more precious than gold, than a heap of purest gold, sweeter also than syrup or honey from the comb." The Word of God is living. It's active, sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word of God can penetrate into our inmost being and touch us, challenges us, comforts us, guides us, leads us, strengthens us to follow him even more. Please let the Word of God be active in your life. Read it every day. And now we take a look at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 1 to 12. Jesus appointed 72 other disciples, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money back, no sack, no sandals. Greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house. Eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move around from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand.' Whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, 'The dust of your town that clings to your feet, even that we shake off against you.' Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town." Brothers and sisters, God has made his word so available to us. And it's that word that changes us. It changes us. My goodness, brothers and sisters, how close are we following you? Do we read every day? Even as I said to you, 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes at night, depending on your circumstances at home. But if you just want to sleep longer or you want to just stretch out on the couch and do nothing, ask yourself, have I talked to God today? Have I spent time with God today? take the time to do that. Start with 15 minutes, but I'd really encourage you to give the Lord eventually a half an hour, if you can, or 15 minutes, if you can. Please, brothers and sisters, you're going to spend all eternity with God if you are faithful to Him here on this earth. That's what I want most. No matter what this life can offer us, it cannot offer us eternity. Only God can do that. Saint Jerome put it this way, which I love. He said in part, "Come out for a little while, I pray you, from the body and picture before your eyes, the reward of your present labor, that eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man. What shall that day be like when Mary, the mother of the Lord, shall come to meet you, accompanied by bands of virgins? When the Red Sea passed and Pharaoh drowned with his army, holding a timbrel, she shall sing to those who will reply. Let us sing to the Lord, for he is gloriously magnified. The horse and the rider he is thrown into the sea. Then shall your spouse himself come to meet you, and shall say, 'Arise, come, my love, my beautiful one, my dove, for winter is now past, the rain is over and gone.' Then the angels shall marvel. Your mother in the flesh and your spiritual mother shall be there in different companies. The former will rejoice that she bore you. The latter will exult that she taught you. Then in truth, the Lord shall mount his donkey and enter the heavenly Jerusalem. Then the little children waving palms of victory shall sing with one accord, 'Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.'" That's part of the words of Saint Jerome, who was a hermit, he was a papal secretary, he was a scripture scholar, the year 420, and that's what he wrote. Brothers and sisters, do you sing to the Lord? Do you spend time that way with him? Do you sing with him? Sometimes I just say, and I don't have that very good a voice, but when I sing, I just say, "Lord, would you sing with me? Would you help me?" I like it when friends sing with me. I like that because I love to sing. But my voice isn't that strong. And yet, God blesses us. God knows the music in my heart. He knows that music, and he accepts it. So no matter what your situation, you can just in your own heart sing to him. Or get a couple friends you have to join you to sing together, to remember old songs, maybe even to learn a new one, that you may praise the Lord with all your heart and with all your mind. May God abundantly bless you today. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.